NH Mobile.
For EEE KO4 NHMM. Good morning.
Echo, Echo, this is KO4 November Hotel. Good evening, sir. My name is Fred. How are you doing today?
Still a little tired, but heading into work. I'm outside of Powersville right at the minute, about to get on 385.
Back where you are, I'm actually on 25 right now in Piedmont, driving my way back over to Pelzer. I'm going to swing by the grocery store, and I'm going straight back to my QTH. I just got off work.
Shift. That's not a fun shift for most. Whereabouts you work?
A robot technician for Magna Drive Automotive. I work on their assembly side in their maintenance department.
Fun. I have a 2-year industrial maintenance, but found wastewater as a easy kind of a job.
Yeah, I used to do press maintenance before I started being a robot technician. I used to work at a supplier for Magna about, 4 or 5 years ago, actually, now. It's been since I worked there. I used to be a press mechanic. But here I am working on robots now, and I absolutely love what I do.
I kind of miss the electrical maintenance side of things. I figured I'd try with the city of Greenville for a while, see how that all went. So maybe one of these days I'll get back into more technical field if I'd just be hireable for that.
You end up going to Greenville Tech. I actually graduated from there about 2 years ago. It's a very good program. About everything I learned in there, I'm using in the field now, minus two courses that I didn't actually need involving the actual industrial maintenance courses, minus the cores. But the Greenville Tech course is actually pretty good for the most part.
I went to school in Indiana at Ivy Tech Community College, and there's a lot that we learned with the industrial maintenance program there. But I think shortly after I graduated, they changed the name of the degree to mechatronics. And when I came down here, I started taking the classes to update to the mechatronics and found the same exact classes that they weren't giving me credit for. So I wouldn't mind the school thing and learn what I needed to for like a robot tech or whatnot.
Love that. Even though I hold the title of a robot technician, I do 100 times more than that. I work on programmable logic controllers of Allen Bradley varieties. I work on device tech, Ethernet, the communication standards that we got over there. And, man, I work on like all kinds of stuff more than just robots. I work on the toolings, the robots, the PLCs controlling them, the whole nine yards, man.
4 years at U.S. Engine Valve working on their presses, on friction welders, the hydraulics and pneumatic side. Spent some time with the engineering guys doing their helping them run cable for their smarter logic controllers, stuff like that.
That was pretty cool.
Friction weld thing was kind of neat, really. You take two pieces of pretty much bar steel. One's got a head of a valve, and the other one's got a, it's just a more or less like a stainless steel piece of metal, and then you line them up and spin them real fast and push them together, and from there they go.
I know that. I learned something new today. No, I'm mainly used to dealing with spot welders and MIG welders, although I'm not real familiar with the MIGs, but the spot welders I can kind of understand. I just don't know the science behind how it welds. But the MIGs, well, I'm actually certified MIG welder too, but, well, that's from school. But beyond that, that's about as far as I know. I don't know the robot side or anything like that.
So, welding device. It didn't even use electric. It just used friction to heat the metal. I've done stick weld, MIG weld. There was a class I took in welding in school, brazing, and learning how to cut metal with oxyacetylene and whatnot.
In Greenville Tech, I had a MIG welding class. They not only taught me how to MIG weld, they actually let me try stick welding. I actually managed to kind of pick up on stick welding, but they taught me how to use the torch and everything like that, and grinding techniques and stuff like that. But beyond that, machine guns, I ain't got a clue beyond a lathe.
Lathe at Yokohama, when I worked there, I just left Yokohama because the politics there just, politics and the ethics just was not all that good. And then I tried to get on a BorgWarner for their industrial program, or their maintenance side, and they told me because I was a temp, I'd never be able to be a maintenance tech.
You mentioned Yokohama and also Borg. One of the techs that just went to Magna Drive, he's from Borg, funnily enough, and he was telling me a lot of the stories from over there, and I've heard many bad things about Yokohama, so I can believe it.
Word around the table was one Christmas that I had worked there, they had taken about four of their older people that had been loyal to the company. They were in their 20-year mark, and they let them go because something about wanting to give them the overtime or the pay or something. Maybe it was vacation time. They had too much vacation time they could use, so they let them go. And at the time, I was a temp at about $18 an hour. I had no idea what they would hire me in at, but their crib guy was there for almost 10 years as a temp. And there wasn't a whole lot of nice things that the people had said, so I let them go.
Yeah, I would too, honestly, if that would be that. That sounds very, very sketchy there.
Listen, because they're hiring, but nobody wants to work for them. And then they scratch their head and wonder why they don't want, or why nobody wants to work for them.
They tell everybody you have the weekends off, truthfully, at least on the production side, you don't. And my job, you work 12 days in a row, only get 2 days off, and you're right back in for 12 more days. And they say it's going to get better, but I've been there for going on about 3.5 years now, and I have yet, it's been going downhill, but I think I know why. And my team leader that just took his role from being a technician moved up to a team leader, he's actually changed a lot. So I think change is coming to my job.
I worked at, when I worked at U.S. Engine Valves, they said you'd get every other weekend off. And then I got in there and was running a forge press and ended up working almost 3 months straight with not a day off sometimes. 10, 12-hour shifts, there was no real family life. And when I found the job with the sewer authority, I worked a regular 8 to 5, and I had my weekends off. I was on call once a month, and it wasn't really all that hard work.
With the mountain man. Yeah, that sounds like a dream job right there. That sounds like a job I'm trying to get to put my hands on right now. I just, man, this third shift is not working out for me, it seems like. And I have practically no life on third shift, and they keep telling me I can change shifts to second shift to first, but until they do it, I highly doubt they will let me do it.
For EEE. Yeah, the city of Greenville's hiring, but, well, I got nice things to say about it. I haven't found the bad just quite yet, other than the pay seems to be a little bit low, but I work 7 to 5:30, and it's decent people to work around and not that hard to work. working for the city.
Give that a look, but I believe you said your name was John?
Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot.
I'm thinking of another individual space when you said that. My bad. but Jeff, I'm going to have to say 7-3. It was fun chatting with you. I'm definitely going to give them a little bit of a call, but I appreciate it. Now, hope you have a good day at work. Hope you have a good day on the call. This is a KO4 hitting 7-3. I'll be clear. I'm here fine.
My destination as well. It's time for me to get in there and get going. KO4 EEE 73s to you. Have a good sleep, I guess. And I'll be clear.